From what I understand, the challenges are very similar by most times, based on a slide that was presented to the committee. And when the committees and the other members were saying that we must use this to come up with recommendations, this is not necessarily what the committee observed, it's just what was taken from the slide.
So we are going to
use these challenges, based on these challenges, use these challenges to come up with recommendations that will be okay with the committee. And when the recommendation has been put together, they will come back to the committee will be able to say yes or this is good, and this is my understanding.
That is not my understanding. I want us to adopt it again, then you put it into perspective. There will be no coming back. We don't have another meeting to adopt.
Oh, no, the committee.
We are saying go into the recommendations properly and then we trust you, but now we may adopt it.
So if members agree with it, means the content in terms of how the report is structured is okay. Then our next assignment is to say the recommendation needs to be presented, therefore, to summarize it in a language that does not have the therefore and the comma. Not unless then members are saying the report itself should replace those language bullets, because you don't want a report that will change. Which means we therefore change in the slide that was presented by the committee. Because the message is identified as the report should not include
So does that mean that the recommendation would be crafted and then it would go to it will be
We are going to adopt these recommendations we have been telling here, but we are saying go and put them in a correct way. And the content advisor is there should be able to see how they are supposed to be put, because as we are saying, these recommendations goes to the department, it's not just because sometimes if you are general, then they don't know what to do or where to go. But we have been specific to say they recommend that IDC at Northwest is supposed to do what or see what.
Can you then agree to say they should go and do it to the place? That's accurate. And then before they can even submit it to the institute, fire?
Of course, it has to come to the place. That is good. I'll have to do it in the chapter. But because the owner or the owner of this letter. So can we go to number two? Are you clear now? Are there any number two?
Thank you.
Brahman. Or maybe firstly, can we adopt the first one? Yeah, can you adopt his pen before? Because I think we left it to open ended. This closes so that we give the staff to go ahead. Yes, Babu, I propose the adoption of the report. Any second? So the members of the second. Any contact with you? So the report has been adopted. The report from the 19th to 22nd June 2012 has been adopted with amendment. So after we corrected those amendments, you feel it should be checked into the location and then submit. It will be tabled in the plenary, in the house for approval. Thank you. Can we go to number two? Report number two. If there is anything we see different from number two. Maybe so far are we following maybe so far?
Yes.
So can we adopt report number two with the same changes? Honorable Mabasa moved. Honorable Mugorosi second. Thank you very much for can we move to the
entity
for the STs?
Yes.
Can we move for the entities? And let's go through the entities and three party entities. There are many entities.
And I think
can we move for the entities and I'm not sure whether the entities we can also follow the same or because there are many entities, there is high tech, there is
Thank you.
go to small enterprise finance agencies. Are there any?
I'm not sure whether you want to formulate recommendations around that. For instance, with ITEC, if I recall, there was an issue raised by the chairperson, Honorable Nabungwenyama, that as much as ITEC was reporting to also to the DCI, it would be helpful if they also give an indication to this committee of cross-cutting issues, such that you are aware of the issues that they also report to the DTI. For instance, when we're talking about the challenges that South African farmers in your page 4 are experiencing with regard to the EU duties, ITEC was saying, no, the DCI is handling that in terms of ensuring that the policy supports also the local businesses. So I'm not sure that members would want to give us an amendment to formulate a recommendation around that.
Emma, we recall from your recommending to the department or to trade and industry above. So it's
Chair, I believe we have captured in the report. You say that as a fact. That what I think was the two departments, economic development and trade and industry, which will share issue that is raised with trade and industry to avoid duplicity or us left behind on the development. So I think I agree with the report. Properly, if it is a summary that is put by the chair of the committee to evaluate that, it is okay. Because I look into this issue that I raised here. Even the issue on agro processing or agri processors here in the report. Recently, I think somebody stood up and raised serious issues around the poultry, with everyday supplies, and so forth, these issues. And so, as is this report, that's why I'm saying it looks like as if it's a report of the recent meeting. The chair of the committee said that it's not simplified to relate to people who are doing trade and so forth. But I also was surprised by the level of understanding of the people themselves, because the farmer and the people who are doing the issues of how the poultry impacts on those things, understand the trade and the trade relations. So I'm simply saying, if my interest is, when we consider the last report, the entities that we monitor, it appears that the situation at times is so fluid, or we need to keep in place the fluidity of the economic environment or climate in the country, such that we are on quarterly basis able to in much more greater detail relate to these issues that they are raising.
That's a honorable place to answer. Who may recommend?
Oh.
Because
we are taking a decision that we need to regular report. This thing is this.
Oh, so we are recommending to?
Yeah.
To whom? To.
I take my reports which they share with trade and industry. So we say in different departments.
That's what I was asking.
Yes.
So we are recommending to ITEC?
Yes, through our department in India.
Yeah.
Yes. But they must share issues
of concept. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to the committee of trade and industry.
Mm-hmm. Not to the
department, and then they will share what they have done with the trade and industry, so that you are not left behind. Yes. Thank you very much. Can we continue? Go to the small enterprise manufacturing.
I
Intermediaries are supposed to be controlled or managed by the department. That is, seemingly they are charging their own interests, they are doing anyhow, and the department is just happy with that. And we did not want to see the intermediaries to become the, what do we call them, Amalek Babrokas, or Mashonisa, we don't want to see intermediaries to become Mashonisas. Honorable Mo.
The issue here was the length of time it takes, the turnaround time for submission of an application to the approval. It took so long. The other issue is the unnecessary requirements that people are subjected to before an application can be considered. For example, the issue of security collateral. Some people ask for a leg and arm to get just a very small amount from SIFA. The other issue was that of business plan, which was said many people had no knowledge of how to prepare a business plan. But SIFA insists on that as a major requirement before anybody can be considered for financial assistance.
You remember when they were saying that they are working hand in hand with the SIDA?
Yes. Well, but that's in the Corona trial only.
Okay. Maybe we can say if they can follow, but I'm not sure. Let me stop there. Babu Mabasa.
No, the relationship of SIFA with SIDA is national. The fact that it's happening in KZN is a weakness. It indicates a weakness with regard to other provinces. But otherwise, in terms of strategy, the strategy is to be national.
They're supposed to prepare these plans. The SIDA is supposed to prepare these plans for the customs, the SIFA.
Yes, help them prepare. Yes.
It's quite as matter we should have EMR mentoring and coaching.
Yes.
Let's find it is but if I will continue say the SIDA is always called to assist, but you find that they must try to shorten our requirements instead of having whatever well, you're saying move that's there for many requirements. Maybe the recommendation is to have a review at the because I don't think we can be specific to say this one.
Yeah.
The waste of time. So it's better to say let's have a review all the requirements to a person who's applying for it. Mana?
And that says that you can see that people are often in the temple and another level. So when you look at the department, can the department speak to you that
job?
Yeah, I think you can do that. Not only in the same. The same with the
disability
issue.
The same with this issue, we should attend to the fact that we are criticizing at least one person should be considered disabled. So now the department should explain to it that we are sure. Is it still one person?
How did you get
to
one person to
no, I know, it's an overall accident. So one person or whatever should be given to a disabled national.
I was also asked the same question and say where does it come from? What I think is stated as a requirement which has gone through the stages is the 2% minimum employment by department. But not the 1% does not come in.
I thought you were saying when they are given loans, 1% from SIFA must go to the same party. Mavasa is saying the 2% applies to employment of people with disability. But with the money, we have not agreed to say how much they must. They do not have a vote. So we must say, yeah, to say something must
cover the disabled. Let's rephrase it to say the department should see to it that also the disabled people can take care of.
Okay,
thank you.
To say the disabled people should be catered for.
Whatever.
Even if they don't apply.
They should be handed.
Yeah.
And co-ops. But let's put it only this one, it is so that it will have a way to say, let's have a share for the disabled in whatever uses SMMEs and co-ops. Mamas and the town, we will write SMMEs and co-ops. Mama thought it.
I don't know how to put this one, but on several occasions, I remember I did raise the issue as to whether one of the conditions to approve the application for funding they call it mentoring, but for me to be like it must be like an interview, because the business plan could have been, you know, developed by a consultant or someone who has the skill to do that. But the person himself or herself who's going to run the business doesn't have an idea of that particular business. You know, but if you interview a person, not to pin the person down, but with the intention to assist where necessary, but just to get a sense if this person knows what he or she's doing. Because sometimes people are not, you know, business people or business-minded people, but because there are opportunities, we tend to look that way. Sometimes the business doesn't do well because you yourself are not that business person, but because of unemployment, you saw that opportunity. Other people could be interviewed and be maybe motivated if this person only has that nice business plan without the actual passion for business. How do you motivate that person?
I'm trying to say, let's review the requirements. I think it will come on the to review the requirements required by the
system.
Yes. I think you know that one. Any? Okay, let's go to move with your next event.
Now let's conclude this.
I disagree.
No.
I disagree. I'm not sure whether you can put it as a recommendation, because they said they have already decided to. Maybe we can put
as a to the minister or to the department to monitor closely the one shop was honorable thing. Yeah, the one stop shop with ITC safer if a person is going to be, so that you don't being driven from pier to post to say, oh, this loan belongs to ITC, go there. You just say next door, so that you can be able to be assisted. So let's have a way of putting it as a recommendation to say we request the department to monitor the commitment by CIFA and ITC to have one office per district. Is that not per province, per district, in each and every municipality they must have. So the letter
although aren't we over restricting, I mean over, what do we call, instructing that we...
Yeah, I don't think we're over-instructing, but in one of the... Yes, in some presentations, we did recommend and we're going to do that. Maybe also follow up as to... Yes. And also give us the time frame. Because only, you know, throw in all these ideas, but without time frames.
The time frame is important because they've already committed themselves that we request the department to monitor and give the time frames for these organizations in each and every district. In that case, it can be monitored. So we are not instructing, that's what they committed themselves to. Yeah. So, any with all the we are not deciding there, anyway.
I think the other one is the proximity of the offices. We say that over and over again. We have all these target groups, but they cannot access the services.
Or to be in big cities.
Yes.
They must be visible in the rural areas as well. They always say it's for the poor country. Go to big cities. Yeah, okay.
I'm also thinking about this
What about that recommendation of using people practices? Monitor and I mean to mentor and coach with SMEs and co-ops. What is it? The answer for the Bolsa here. Where are these practices to go to these shops and they can... What is it? You come out of Bolsa here? The Brazilian guys that we must follow that one.
And I think he wants
in his plan to have good natures, you know, focusing on certain areas.
That's cool.
Yeah, I say the idea, the principle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can we put that recommendation to say, if SRIFA, what is in my book?
I think
we can still go back to SRIFA because I was thinking.
I think the overriding point that we always must make when we talk about entities is that they should distinguish themselves from normal financial institutions. Commercial. Yeah. You see, because they are state entities. Their creation is primarily to be responsive. Yes, be responsive to the needs of the people. Because they've also got a developmental role. Amongst them to enhance that potential. Because the commercial institution has got no obligation, either you are compliant or not, and you are out of it, irrespective of whether there is a potential that exists. The developmental stage concept that we advocate for is that the technical ability to enhance potential that exists in our communities for people to access the resources that stage put at their disposal. Because it's a deep putting resources at their disposal.
That is very important. I think it's not going to
work.
So they must not lose the development.
The developmental concept that we are advocating for is that the state entity should be responsive to the needs of our communities. So they should enhance the existing potential in our communities. The advocacy work that they do should be really to to ensure that much more people are able to be developed. I mean, if you look into the row that is created recently about the, of course, that's the National Empowerment Fund, and who we should benefit. It has created so much law as if that how do people access that fund? Who is an entrepreneur? Do you agree with the definition and elitism, people who define others as elite and that they do not qualify, the basis of defining who is an elite and so forth? So I think the point that I'm putting here is that there should be a distinction between these entities and the normal finance institutions. And that effort should be demonstrable in their work, in how they conduct their businesses. At the heart of what we are proposing is coordination and integration, to say we know that the state doesn't have maximum resources, but it must utilize what it has in a meaningful way. So I think that area should clearly be the emphasis.
So they must not lose developmental things in history.
Yes.
So they end up wanting to sustain the same work as property in affairs so that you must get interest and all that. Now you seem to be losing the developmental level.
They've got an obligation to make this. Of course, the people who tie these things remain to their risk, but they should be.
We must take the risk. In fact, in our last meeting, we said they cannot be so cautious about
risk. Out.
Because in the first instance, we put them there so that they can be a cushion to take the risk. Now they become so.
Yeah, after we have established them, they rely on the models by the banks. Mm-hmm. They become smaller banks. Mm-hmm. They no longer become developmental in their nature. So they totally lose it.
They want to make a profit.
Yeah, so I think we need to question that thing. Ours is developmental.
Yeah.
The basis for job creation, the basis of fighting poverty is through generating economic activity. It will be painful as a right. It's not going to be smooth, no.
Yeah.
So they must be able to carry us through that process.
I hope that your way of putting it in high economics. Zelda, why don't you this person keep solid? Thank you, Baba Mukha. I was corrected.
What did they say?
No, she has to say, excuse me, first before you say it. She doesn't say best before you say excuse me.
Patience,
let's say. Yeah, boy.
So the button was clear, the hand was also. And the first.
Competition tribunal. Let's start with the commission. Competition commission.
That's 12.
Where is competition commission? We just got the tribunal. Do you have anything to say on the tribunal? Competition tribunal. Any recommendation?
I don't know whether this was a deja vu kind of experience, but just this morning I was thinking about the Competition Commission. And my thought is, who benefits? If you have your big multinational companies, for example, who have been found guilty of colluding and fixing prices, they are maybe penalized a sum of, 190 million rand. The ones who suffer from the pollution is your poor man in the street. They are penalized a few hundred million, does the poor man in the street get some kind of restorative justice? And so the thought that I had this morning was, how then can we ensure that we talk about a developmental state? How then can we ensure that some of that money, if not all of it, goes back to the very people in that particular sector, that the poor on the ground are somehow assisted with some of that money, rather than the money, you know, going to a particular department and there's no development taking place on the ground. Thank
yeah,
you.
We have been coping with these issues for a long time, but we have to recommend now because we have been, what we are saying, we've been there.
Okay.
We were coping with that, but we have got explanations to that.
Right.
That money is taken back to the treasure.
Huh?
And the treasurer decides whether it goes for grants, social grants, for schools and what. But all that money is not being taken by the competition tribunal. It goes to
national revenue
and then start being distributed among the stakeholders. So that is the answer. You may not be satisfied, but that's how it works. I think, but you must know there's a difference between competition tribunal and the competition commission. Yeah, because I think yours was specific to competition commission. Yeah, although they deal with the same thing, but at a different level.
There have been no changes to the mandate of the tribunal, and therefore no changes made to the strategic plan and the annual performance plan APP. Can we therefore recommend as a point that the department should see to it that the mandate is given and the changes are implemented?
Thanks, Chair. I'm thinking that the starting point would be if in studying the strategy, we think that the strategy needs to be improved, then we can then recommend changes. But because we are not doing that, I think it will not be timeous and appropriate to change the mandate, because
we are still doing well.
No, not that whether they are doing well or they are doing well, but the timing of when we change there are those times when the department presents strategies as proposals, especially at the beginning of the term, and then they propose to us, and then we respond and improve until they are adopted. So because we are not at that stage, I think we wouldn't be able to change or to propose changes in that regard.
Because I was going to say, can we interpret this paragraph? Because I think we are not saying that they need to change. They will just tell us that the strategy is still the same. And we have never said the strategy is wrong. So maybe it just...
Are they able to promote competition? Because because that's all the process. That's one of the money. I'm only expecting.
I don't think we have ever tried to change anything, I mean, or agreed to say they need to change. I think we accepted what they were saying here. We never questioned to say your strategy is wrong or mama.
I think before we say the strategy is wrong or right, you should maybe assess it against the performance and say maybe or identify if a hindrance that will be the basis of the change. If it doesn't hinder progress or performance, maybe for them it's still okay, but you can make a follow up to that effect.
I would want the same as I'm trying to say here. If we agreed that there's anything wrong with their strategy as a committee, with the department, we have never. So that's why I'm saying, what are we going to recommend that they change? Because we have never said what we are doing is wrong, and then engage them on that one. So what are we going to recommend here to change what? Or to change to what?
But I think that's exactly my point. As I'm saying, we cannot say the strategy is good or bad if it doesn't hinder performance. Maybe until then, after that assessment, we can make a comment on that. But for now, like you say, it's difficult to say change or not change. It could be the same strategy, but for them, it yields, I mean, the results that they want.
No, no, I think we have agreed this, we have adopted this annual performance plan when we passed the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we approved it. They said our mandate hasn't changed, these are the main areas of focus, so we continue those areas of focus. Well, I think the only thing is to always keep abreast of what are the strategic focus, on what are the things that they are raising in their strategic plan, which we must hold them accountable.
Okay, so can we go to competition commission? We're almost there.
You should, sure, there's 5 minutes left.
5 minutes left. Anything to recommend? Competition commission.
On 23.
Remember this discussion of the public interest. We went to court with the general matter of the public interest in terms of the competition. Okay, do you remember that pertinent issue of which we already stressed to the Competition Commission to say they must also look at the public interest?
Yes, yeah.
Whenever they are looking at the competition, usually...
No, when you look at the mergers.
Yeah, well, they always look at the competition to say whether it's competitive, and then... But we were saying they must also look at the public interest.
Yeah.
Not only at the... Yeah, I'm not sure, but they say they are doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure now how can it be the recommendation.
Yeah. But I used to say...
Whenever they look at the competition, they also look at the public interest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? I think
the end of the road.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that.
Can I close this now?
So which means the recommendation that we are going to what we will edit to the
So, honorable members, I think we are coming to the stake again. Do we adopt these strategic plans?
We come in.
Objection.
So we'll come to the end of this. Don't leave the chair. And honorable members, thank you very much for attending this meeting, and thank you very much for the patience and the enthusiasm. So thank you very much, and thank you very much, particularly the staff, that they have done a sterling work when they were preparing this article. I think you did very well, exceptionally well, and we agreed that after we have adopted this, when the staff has finished to put these recommendations and all these changes were made, they would be showing that to the chairperson of the committee, so that she will proofread what has been there, and then it will be sent to HEC for plenary adoption. Before I say the meeting is adjourned, I will outline the PMG to recuse themselves so that we have our closing for members go back to their coaches. So that Mabasa can come with his business and his. We thank you, PMG. So sometimes